Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. India and Fiji today exchanged 7 agreements on health, standardization, capacity building and also on big impact projects in New Delhi. In his press statement after delegation-level talks with his Fijian counterpart, Sitiveni Ligamamada Rabuka, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said a 100-bed super speciality hospital will be built in Suva, the capital of Fiji. He added that dialysis units and sea ambulances will be sent alongside setting up of Jan Oshadi centers, which will ensure affordable and high-quality medicine. Mr. Modi further underscored that both countries are ready to share their experience in the fields of cyber security and data protection and agree that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. The Prime Minister highlighted that India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard. Mr. Rabuka said his delegation has been very impressed beyond expectations with what they have seen, what they have heard, and what has been brought to fruition in the signing of various agreements today. He also said that India and Fiji stand together in promoting peace, stability, welfare, and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be launching development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will also address a public function in Ahmedabad this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protest against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. BJP today hit out at opposition parties for the protest against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said that opposition parties do not have a stand on morality and the idea of good governance. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia has said that India aspires to be among the top 5 sporting nations in the world by 2047, the centenary of the country's independence. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships at Ahmedabad, Mr. Mandavia said, under PM Modi's leadership, India has progressed by leaps and bounds in the sporting sector and many reforms have been introduced in the area. He said the Prime Minister has kept a goal to take the country among top 10 in the world in the next 10 years. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today arrested Trinamool Congress MLA Jivan Krishna Shaha from his residence in Burwan, Murshidabad district in connection with the ongoing investigation into alleged irregularities in the School Service Commission SSC teachers recruitment process in West Bengal. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhranshu Shukla was given a grand welcome in his hometown Lucknow today. Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak and Mayor Sushma Kharkwal received him at Chaudhary Charan Singh Airport. Shubhranshu participated in a victory parade organized by his school, followed by the felicitation ceremony. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 9 people, including 2 women and 1 child, were killed and 45 others were injured in a late-night road accident on National Highway 34 in Buland Shahar yesterday. The incident occurred near Ghatal village when a container hit a tractor full of devotees. The devotees of Gogaji were going to Rajasthan's Gogamedi from UP's Kasganj. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said a low-pressure area is likely to form over the Bay of Bengal coast during the next 48 hours. He said due to this, a fresh rainfall is expected at places over Orissa, Andhra Pradesh and parts of Gangetic West Bengal till Wednesday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.